This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. 50 years ago, the United States became involved in the Vietnam War. To help mark the anniversary, the La Crosse Area Veterans Mentor Program is working with Wisconsin's Camp American Legion to put on a week-long celebration for Vietnam veterans. It'll take place in northern Wisconsin, June 8th through June 14th. Here to talk about the gathering is Executive Director of the La Crosse Area Veterans Mentor Program, Tom Downer. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis asked Downer what's being planned.
The celebration is a special week that the American Camp American Legion is putting together for the Vietnam veterans. When they built the camp back in 1925, they put a lot of time and effort into it, and now it's one of the greatest things in the state of Wisconsin for veterans. A lot of them don't know about this, and that's why they came to us, because we sort of serve western Wisconsin, and they asked us to put a little information out for them. What they're looking at doing is getting 75 to 80 Vietnam veterans, and that means they have to have served in the country of Vietnam. And they are putting together a week-long program for them just to go up there, relax, talk to fellow veterans that were, you know, up there, and doing that type of stuff. There's going to be some special programs they're putting together, and also some treatment activities, although they haven't really finalized a lot of that yet, although they have come up with one that the Wisconsin Veterans Affairs Office is going to help with this, and they're going to put a special USO program for them up there, and they're going to get some of the older performers to go up there and do a old USO, like when Bob Hope used to come to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. That's what they're focusing on.
You mentioned this camp. What is Wisconsin Camp American Legion?
It was started back in 1925 by the Wisconsin American Legion. And all the American Legion posts here in La Crosse and in every place they've got one, they actually pay in some money for this to put this together. And so basically what they have done was they started putting together a camp. If you go up to the Boy Scout camp up here, well, it's sort of like that, only it's for veterans. And it's a little bit more sophisticated, so to speak, in what they've got there. And they've got 21 fully furnished cabins there. And they've got a complete dining facility, activity lounges. They've got health and wellness centers. They've got a library. There's craft shops. There's a chapel there and everything. And each week they focus a little bit more on, you know, what they're helping with the veterans up there on this particular thing. And they've got a number of weeks that they, you know, that they're focusing on. We're looking for the one for Vietnam veterans. Some weeks the families come up and do these type of things, and they're geared for that. They've got a trauma center week coming up that's geared specifically for women in that whole thing. So there's a number of things that they do. And they hold the camp actually is at Lake Tomahawk in Wisconsin.
In northern Wisconsin.
Right, in Oneida County. And it sits on a beautiful lake facility. And if you're a veteran and you want to get it, or anybody, go and take a look at it, because it's phenomenal what they're doing up,
so it's
up there.
So it's just a nice place to relax.
That's
and enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's geared for.
This event is called Vietnam Veterans Week Firebase. What is the significance of Firebase or FB?
In Vietnam, when you were in a combat situation, you came back out. There was a firebase, and that was where everybody got together, sat down, looked at what happened, tried to figure out what happened and where they're going to go from there. And that's why they came up with the terminology, the firebase, for the Camp American Legion for the Vietnam Veterans Week.
Could you describe for us what the La Crosse Area Veterans Mentor Program is all about?
About 5 years ago, five, 6 years ago, there were a number of people in county government here and everything, and they looked out and they said, there's a lot of veterans in the area. We got to look at maybe starting a veterans court. And so they had one one of the judges went out to Buffalo, New York, and that's where the whole program started. They came back with one, and that's what they started. They started looking at it. And we sat down and looked at it. One of the key elements within the Veterans Court is a mentor. And a mentor is assigned to somebody that's in the Veterans Court. And he's there to help them, to be with them. Well, in Buffalo, New York, and a lot of them, once that veteran leaves the court, they're done. And we all looked at it and we said, we're missing something here. And that's why we took and formed the La Crosse Area Veterans Mentor Program. We're a nonprofit organization. We're there to support the Veterans Court. We provide mentors for them and everything. But we do a lot of outreach also to the other areas that we service. And we actually right now service 5 counties in western Wisconsin and 2 in Minnesota. And we are getting far too many phone calls to get expanding ourselves. But for right now, that's where we're at.
Could you maybe describe a little bit what type of mentoring you're doing with the veterans?
When they started the mentor program, they were supporting those in the Veterans Court. To get into a Veterans Court, you have to be wounded mentally. And we looked at that. And when I look at that, and I've testified for the state legislature on what is PTSD and all this type of thing, and I say it's sort of like this. Look at it this way. We've got our veterans can come back 2 ways. They can be either physically wounded. They come back and they're getting the Purple Heart. The other ones come back, they've been mentally wounded. They don't get anything. And we say, they're coming back with the Broken Heart Award. And that's what we're here for. We're there. We work closely with the VA in the communities, doing a lot of outreach communities, trying to reach out to those veterans in need. Our veterans, our mentors, when they're trained, the one key thing that we teach them is how to listen. And then we train them, you know, to hear little other flags, you know, situations that may come up. Maybe there's a potential suicide out there. Maybe there's a domestic violence thing out there. Our mentors are trained to look at those things. They get back to us, and then we get the professionals in. Our mentors are not professionals. That's not what we do. We're there for fellow veterans and to sit down and listen. And it's rather interesting. They just came out with a national survey of all the veterans courts. And what the mentor does within the courts, right now, those that have succeeded in having the veterans go through the court, 85% of those that succeed have mentors approached, you know, assigned to them. We have now have had here in the La Crosse Veterans Court 5 veterans that have gone through and graduated, and each one has got has a mentor with them all the way through the whole process. Just to be there, call them up, say, hey, how's it doing? And that interface becomes so good that after they graduate, they're buddies forever. And we do know that because we do the little follow-up on the side. So that's the thing on the court side that we do. But we do a lot of other things. We've now started an office up in Viroqua, and we're doing outreach out there within the communities. In the rural area, there's a lot of things that they don't know what to do, where to go. We're here, you know, mm-hmm. And we're starting to make a lot of what we call the community outreach for those veterans reaching out another veteran.
And we're talking about veterans, not just from the most recent conflicts in the Middle East, but from, I assume, dating back to the Vietnam War.
When you look at PTSD, PTSD is a new terminology for World War II with, you know, shell shock, and you go back and you do your history. It goes back to even to the Civil War. This whole phenomenon is out there. But we talked about Vietnam veterans, and the average age of right now our Vietnam veterans, which are about almost 3 million veterans, are 65 years old. That's the average. And a lot of people don't understand that, well, they didn't have, you know, there's not a lot of problems with the whole situation. But in December of 2009, the Wisconsin VA went through and did an evaluation report on Vietnam veterans. They make up 8% of our whole state population. and they account for 21% of all the suicides in the state of Wisconsin. And right now it's estimated that 31% of the veterans suffering from, you know, suicide, PTSD, 31% are Vietnam veterans. 10% are from the Gulf War. 11% are from Afghanistan, and 20% are from Iraq veterans. So this was a shock to all of us about the Vietnam situation.
So why is it so high among Vietnam veterans? You think they would have experienced it, you know, shortly after they get out of the military from the war?
When I got out of Vietnam and came back to the United States, it was entirely different than when our veterans come out of service now. When I came back, I went through Travis Air Force Base in California. Basically, what they did was you signed your paperwork. They gave you any money you got, and they said, thank you. And then the last thing they would say is, as we walked out the door, I said, take those uniforms off you got. Throw them in the garbage. Do not wear uniforms out of the door. And put a you know, civilian thing on. And so that's all that we had. I mean, we had – there was no – help to explain everything that was going on.
No debriefing like
that. No debriefing like they do now. You know, they come back from debriefing takes anywhere from 3 to 6 months or 3 to 6 weeks now just for these. And so then there's follow up done. None of that was done. Economically, a good friend of mine in Madison is trying to put together some statistics on all the economics for Vietnam or veterans and stuff, particularly Vietnam, and why they. Like you said, we didn't see these things happening. And what we're seeing is, surprisingly, is when they got out, they were able to come back and get a job. And they were able to get back into the community again and do those type of things. And so all of this stuff was hidden by what they were suffering from all the PTSD and war situations. Now that is gone. Mm-hmm. Now they're in retirement. We're starting to see it more in the La Crosse area. I had a gentleman who's a Vietnam veteran. I didn't know him well, but I talked to him a little bit. And we sort of thought that he was having, you know, some situations, but he was able to hide it enough. And he ultimately ended up committing suicide. And that we lost a veteran, and that hurts to me. But those are the type of things that we're seeing now. And that's what we're trying to do, is to do some outreach into the community, saying, going to the church and say, hey, Bob next to you is a Vietnam veteran, and he, you know, he doesn't know what to do. Give us a call and see what if there's something that we can do. Because we do a lot of outreach, getting into, you know, some programs or some things along that lines to start generating and thinking of those things. Because if you've been in combat, particularly in Vietnam, you may not know about PTSD. There was no such thing that they showed, you know, about that. I had it. I went through combat. I did not even think about it, quite honestly. I refused to talk about it. I'm still a little hesitant about doing it, although I do some mentoring for guys coming in from, you know, currently coming back. And I explained to them, I said, when you have been wounded mentally, you've been wounded for the rest of your life. Just like if you were physically wounded, you're going to be for the rest of your life. You've got to learn how to control that. And they didn't understand it. And I didn't think a lot about it, a whole lot, until one night we were sitting around watching some John Wayne movies, and he had the Green Beret in there, and they had some nasty things, which pretty general for now when you look at it. But something clicked. And about 4 days later, I had sat upright in bed, sweating horrendously. I had a flashback. I hadn't had any problems for 20 years. It hit. Mm-hmm. But I had been explained to what to do and what it's going to happen. I was able to walk through. But it took about four or five days off and on again to work through that. But those, you're going to have that wound for the rest of your life.
Does everybody get through it in similar fashion, or – how did you get through it, and can that help others?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I guess I'm not the professional to give you that answer. I can only tell you from my side, I was fortunate enough to get somebody when I got initially way back when I was having some problems, a psychiatrist that I was able to go to, and we sort of worked through it and understood. We didn't really understand totally what the whole situation was, but we were able to sort of work through. And I was able to, as PTSD became more important, you could read a lot more about it than I could see it. But like I said, when I talk to our veterans currently, and we do some stuff with them, I say, listen, I can't tell you what your war theater is like. I only know what mine is, but I can tell you there's certain things that are the same. But individually, everybody is individually wounded, can be wounded, and you'll have to learn mm-hmm. how to handle that.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm John Davis. We're talking with the Executive Director of the La Crosse Area Veterans Mentor Program, Tom Downer. He's reaching out to area Vietnam War veterans to get them involved in an event called Vietnam Veterans Week Firebase in northern Wisconsin this June to help commemorate the 50th anniversary of the start of the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War was terribly unpopular. Vietnam veterans came back. They didn't get the parades. They didn't have the debriefing. How many of the problems that Vietnam War veterans had do you think are related to the actual battle and combat, and how many are related to the way they were treated?
Again, I'm no professional at that type of a thing. All I can tell you is from experience and the ones that I currently work with and we're working with. Combat, whether it's in World War II, Vietnam, OEF or OIF, is the same. You're in combat. Okay, that's the same thing. When they come back now, though, there is an appreciation for what they're doing. During Vietnam, we were sent to go over there. You had an option. You could either enlist or get drafted.
All right.
And that was, and that put everybody going over. That was not an option. You had to go. And so they were in a position that when they came back, there was nobody to say, thanks. You know, I don't appreciate what had to be done, but you at least stood up for us back in home. And like, we didn't, the politics got too much involved. And unfortunately, or fortunately now, the politics is not getting involved for our veterans coming back. And I think that's the biggest difference between the whole, you know, that whole period of 50-some years there. And you can talk to a lot of them. They come out. I've told you very briefly, you know, what they told us. But there are veterans that, you know, walked out and that people were spitting on them and everything else. And, you know, there they were. So
that attitude has changed somewhat towards Vietnam veterans in recent years. There seems to be more acceptance of what they went through and more of trying to turn it from maybe a shunning into more of a appreciation for what they've done. At least in this state, I think we had was it the LZ Lambeau event a few years ago? And then this event that we're talking about this year, which is certainly more of a celebration than a...
Right. And there's some of us talking, and we don't know yet because we're doing a little more research on the whole issue. In the Western Wisconsin area, was there a formal welcoming back from Vietnam veterans? And that's what we're sort of looking at doing with the possibility of maybe this summer in La Crosse, and it's only we're only at the beginning of looking at the whole thing of possibly putting together a welcome home parade for all the Vietnam veterans. We don't know that yet. We're working on that.
Some of the figures I found before the interview was that in Wisconsin we had over 165,000 who served in the military at the time of the Vietnam War. I don't know how many actually served in Vietnam, and that more than 1,200 from Wisconsin died in Vietnam. And I think the numbers that I saw were like 24 from La Crosse and two from Mount Alaska and one from Holman.
Yeah, those are the figures that I've seen and done some work in looking at them with the Veterans Service Officer here. And it's a little bit difficult to go and find specifically who served in Vietnam. And that's not to say it's not easy. You can do it. It's just, it takes a lot of research work of digging up because a lot of people, even though they were in the military back then, still don't want to talk about Vietnam.
So that's a big reason for this interview is to identify those who might be interested in this camp this summer, right?
That is correct. And if they are interested, they have a registration form they have to fill out. But if they're interested, they can give us a call. It's 608-785-6420.
And space is limited. I mean, there's only room for about 90 Vietnam War veterans, isn't there? So with that limited space and that large number of people who are still around, how is the camp going to determine who goes?
And that is a good question, and that's what they are looking at right now. The one option that they are putting out there is if somebody wants to come up and they can't go all week long, the option is they can come up and spend, any Vietnam veteran can come up one day and spend the whole day there. They just won't have ability to stay. So that's what they're looking at doing as well. So during that period of week, if somebody is a Vietnam veteran, they can be up there and they want to go to the program that day or whatever, go. They'll be more than happy to take them.
Tom Downer is Executive Director of the La Crosse Area Veterans Mentor Program. They're looking for area Vietnam veterans interested in going to Wisconsin's Camp American Legion in northern Wisconsin in June. They'll be marking the 50th anniversary of the start of the U.S.'s involvement in the Vietnam War. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear this show and other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit WPR.org/newsmakers. There, if you'd like to share a comment or make a suggestion for a future show, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at WPR.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives and photos, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.